Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, now is not the time to knock soft. Now is the time to knock all of the locks off. We've been locked down, learning to rock soft and trying to get rocks off and dodging the rock salt from the law. And I done saw it all. So I'm counting first checks on bars on fall like D Rose, but you won't stand tall when your knee goes up. Flip and snitch on your amigo. So far from that kid that my race said, heated up the wash up tub with hot plates. I gotta be great. I gotta grind smarter. I don't think they hear me. I gotta harder,
there used to be big families. Now all we want is two or three offspring. Inflation did this, you see. Not enough underpaid. Gotta work two jobs these days. 9 to 5, 6 to 10, and then you gotta
do it again.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
It's getting pretty rough out here.
It's a hard knock life.
It's gonna be tough out here.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life out here. Yeah, gotta keep spirits high, even though you're just getting by. 'Cause you were left with no help all by yourself. He walked away, didn't stay. Now you're home all alone.
Didn't think he was the enemy.
He left you with 2 miles to feed. It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
No one said it would be easy.
It's a hard knock life.
And no one said it would be fair.
It's a hard knock life.
Daddy told me that no one.
It's a hard knock life.
That no one really cared. 40 years ain't enough. So give me.
You ever seen a comet shoot over the hood? And I ain't met a damn thing yet that can stop me. No matter where they drop me at, I'm good. You ever seen a rose grow up out of the concrete? You ever seen a comet shoot over the hood? It don't really matter where I'm at. I'm me. You can bet your life on me. I'm good.
You ever seen a rose grow out of the concrete? Ever seen a comet shoot over the hood? Have you ever seen a rose grow out of the concrete?
It's a hard knock life.
Have you ever seen a comet shoot over the hood?
It's a hard knock life.
And I ain't seen one thing can stop me.
It's a hard knock life.
You can bet your life I'm good. Yeah, it's a hard knock life out here, but you gotta learn to make the best. Of it. You dig? Do it.
Hey, Ken.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, everything good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Yeah, I love that song, man. I got into the song, got to listen to him. Man, there's some powerful stuff putting out there, bro. I really like that, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started. I know you come from a long background of singing, but tell us a little bit about your music.
Wait, I'm Craig. Well, I'm from Cortland, Alabama, a little small town. I was born in Cortland by Lorna and Nelson Orr. My mom, she's a missionary. My father, he's a gospel singer, and I have five sisters now. One passed about 4 or 5 years ago. And growing up. Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. But she's in heaven. She's in a better place, you know what I'm saying? We grew up singing, like, from and around the house. And I guess my mom was like, oh, they can sing. So she started putting us in churches, and we just started singing at church after church after church. And, you know, I grew up in a family. My mama went to church, seems like every day. She might not have every day, but it seemed like it, you know what I'm saying? So we just kind of was in church all the time. So she just kind of put us out there in local churches, and then it just, I guess that thing got inside of me to where I just really wanted to do it. Like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so it evolved into me and my sister doing a couple of albums. And then I just felt like I was pulling them in a way that they didn't want to go. And because I'm just a kind of different individual from them, I think a little differently. So I just decided to do my solo thing. And so me being solo, I did 2 albums in the gospel thing. And then this year, January, I released my first R&B soul album. And here we are. You got Hard Knock Life. That song you just
played. It's a Hard Knock Life out there. I'm telling you.
It's a hard one, man. It's a hard one. We can make it, though.
That's exactly goes to what you were saying in the song when you say you got to keep your spirits high, even though you barely getting by. Now that's
right.
A word. No matter how it gets in you, once you lose those spirits, you know that's a wrap. Cause you get, your spirits up, you can handle anything to come at you. You just got to keep those spirits.
Well, the quicker you know, the quicker you find out that this is what life is, you'll be better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you grow up,
a lot of people, using that energy, you don't need to use that energy like that. You need to keep your spirits up where you can have all your wits about you and all your mental abilities, where you can make the changes where you need to make the change. But, you know, getting down on yourself, that's not going to help at all. That's why I like that song. You know, it teaches people not to get down on yourself. You know, you got to keep on no matter how hard it is.
Right. You know, and you know, I don't want the song to fool you. It's saying, the hook is it's a hard knock life, but you have to, especially at the end of the song, I'm saying, look, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be rough, but you can, it's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? You can make it through this life. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard knock life, but keep your head up. Keep your spirits high. You know what I'm saying? Even though you're just getting by, you still got to keep your spirits high. Because, you know,
Just like the song says also, too, you know, a rose that, have you ever seen a rose grow out of concrete? You know, it just seems like, you know, against all odds. You know, it rose from the concrete against all odds. You know, that's impossible odds. And it goes back to keep your spirits high. When you keep your spirits high, you can overcome almost any odds.
And we talk about, you know, we money freaks, you know what I'm saying? We love money, and we try to work a little harder to make it. But the hook says 40 isn't enough. I'm talking about 40 hours on your job. So we complain about 40. So I said 40 isn't enough. So give me overtime. But overtime, I start to lose my sense of reality, missing family time to have a better life. It's the hard life. So we want to get more, but then we start losing on the other end. Your son start missing you, your wife and your husband, because you're trying to work more to have a better life. That's what makes it hard knock life. Not necessarily so bad. It's just like, you know, they're paying us pennies, so we got to work harder. That means, but I'm losing over here. I'm winning over here, but I'm losing over here.
Yeah, you're building that future for them, but meanwhile, you know, you're losing that valuable personal time with family and friends. And also, also your career, too. You know, I know a lot of people
that
work at 9 to 5, but they also got skills in other places, and sometimes that 9 to 5 interferes with their dreams. Like, I got a friend that, you know, he's in the rap industry, but he works third shift, and a lot of times he's a little too tired, you know, to really get at it like he should be.
That 9 to 5 steals dreams, man. You know, it's the dream killer. But you just... But it's, you know, it's a lot of people that succeeded in what they wanted to do. They just had to muster the energy after that 9 to 5. You know, that's that will. You know what, I'm going to still do this because I got the will, you know, to keep going. Give me two more extra hours a day after my 9 to 5 to put into what I really want to do. And after a while, that thing comes, you know what I'm saying? Interesting.
Hey,
very interesting.
My favorite song, too, man. I like when you were singing about seeing a comet shoot over the hood. That makes me think about no matter how bad things are, you're still surrounded by, you know, amazing things, you know. Like you said,
and
you
got
to learn to make it what you got.
Yeah, we're surrounded with amazing things and even amazing people around us. You know what I'm saying? So, man. I like the song myself.
Okay, do you remember your first solo that you did by yourself?
The first solo album?
No, just as being a period. When you first started singing, I know you said you started with your sisters, and I said, can you remember the first time that you did a solo by yourself? And I bet you was nervous.
Well,
by that time, you probably was already used to crowds.
Yeah, no, I hadn't been nervous in a long, long time. But it was probably somewhere in church, you know what I'm saying, doing a solo. They really wasn't real happy with me leaving, but they called us BB and CC when we was drunk. No, Kirk Franklin and the family, that's what they called us. It was like, Kirk left the family, you know. But it was funny to me. It was all funny. It was love, you know what I'm saying? Because I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
I was pulling them somewhere that they really didn't supposed to be. You know, they are more traditional group. I'm more contemporary. I'm a contemporary cover, as you can see, you know, coming out of gospel, doing even R&B soul. But I'm more open. I'm open to just life and I'm not as serious. I am serious, but I don't take things as serious as some people do. I don't make it be more than what it is. And, so hence, that's how I end up where I am, doing what I'm doing.
Okay,
loving it, actually.
Yeah, hey, the music is sounding good. You already made one that's my personal favorite, but we're gonna get to that in the end. When's your next performance?
Actually, my next performance is next Saturday night, man. It's at a club in Huntsville. It's a lady is having a MS awareness, like, function. She's charging $2 to get in the club. It's a group called G-Side. I know they perform it, and I'm supposed to be headlining that night. I would have to look at
that.
You can go to my Facebook page, and a flyer is on my page. I'm sorry I don't have the information in my head, but the information is on my flyer. It's next Saturday night, April the 25th. That's my next performance. And then I'm actually throwing a party May the 16th, and I'll be performing there, too, in Athens.
That's the that's not the growing section,
the growing
is it? Oh, in Athens?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, because I'm going to make sure I shoot that flyer out there because it seems like it's going to be a little nice little joint out there that night.
It's going to be real nice, man. I mean, we just need an outlet, man. You know,
I was talking to somebody else, another artist that I had on the show. And I mean, it's so much talent over here in North Alabama, man. We need to, you know, get this stuff centralized, get it together some kind of way, and really affect the industry because I see talent all over this land.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a way to unite all of us, all of the talent, and do something, man. You know what I'm saying?
We need to come together on something like that. I would be glad to be a part of it. You know, there's certain things that I can do. You know, I'll do my part, what it is, you know, what I specialize in. I'll let all the artists do theirs. But that's exactly what we need in this area. I'm surprised. I've been talking to some of our friends about trying to get an open mic event somewhere in Lawrence County. We really could use that. That would be a good start. You know, where we have the open mic at least 2 or 3 times a week.
Or if not, two times a month. You know what I'm saying? At least it'll be something to do. That's why I'm doing these series of parties and stuff, because the kids got, you know, they got the little clubs. You know, look, I'm 42 years old, man. I ain't trying to go to no club. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't trying to go to no
kiddie club. I need to take my wife so me and her can have a good time. And we can be in a safe environment. We ain't got to worry about nobody acting a fool. We can, we can two-step all night.
So
that's all we're doing. We can two-step, and then we can go home and say we had a good night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a strategy on venues like that. You know, that's why I said, man, I wish you the best of luck in that part. And I can help, man. You be sure to let me know. I want you to tell any information that you got, how people can hear your music or to your site or whatever. Just give us the information where people can contact you and get in touch with you, you know, like your Facebook, Twitter, and all those places where they can get to your music.
Actually, I go by K.O. now instead of K.N.O. Like, that's the new name, K.O. So that's what I'm trying to really push out there. It's KO versus Ken Orr. So a lot of people look for the new album and they type in Ken Orr, but instead type in KO and then the name of the album is Addendum. You know what I'm saying? And my Facebook page is KO Worldwide or Ken Orr. See, I have two Facebook pages. So KO Worldwide or Ken Orr. Then I have Twitter, KO Worldwide 1. And then Instagram is KO Worldwide. Most of the stuff is KO Worldwide. So that's how you can find me. You can go on to find the music. You can go to my website, KOWorldwide.com. That's my website, my personal website. And then, of course, you can find an album on Amazon, iTunes, anywhere they sell music. You can find the KO Addendum.
Okay, so this, I know that's on Reverb Nation. I hear a lot of people talk about that. I don't know if you're on that site or not, but I hear a lot of people talk about artists' music there.
Reverb Nation. You can find me on Reverb. You can find me on SoundCloud. I mean, everywhere music should be is KO Worldwide. I mean, KO is on there. You just search KO Worldwide or KO Addendum, and you'll find me.
Are you working with any artists around the area, you know, where you live at? I know you work with a lot in North Alabama. I even know you perform overseas. So, but are there any artists here locally and close by that you see up and coming that people ought to be on the watch out for, or that's featured with you on any albums? Any other local, you know, artists that's going toward that direction where you're going?
Well, I'm sad to say, but I don't really get out much. So I don't really see a lot of people. I do know G-Side, he did the rap on the Hard Knock Life. And, what's crazy is I've never in my life met him, like, face-to-face. Like, computers these days, man, you can send an MP3. He put his file down, shoot it back to me. And so we text and talked on the phone, but I've never met him face-to-face. So I'm going to be excited to meet him next Saturday night. But he's very talented, man. They group, G-Side, they out of Huntsville, but they travel. Like, you might not hear a lot of them here, but they, man, they all over the world. You know what I'm saying? So
It sounds good.
Oh, he's the truth. I mean, I had a couple of people to try out for that song, and he sent me his, and it was like magic. It was like, oh, that's it right there, you know.
So, yeah. Well, I'm going to check this other song out, and then I'm going to come back and talk to you about it. And I like that song, too, I'm in Love. Yeah, that's I'm in Love.
What song is it? I'm in Love, yeah. Okay.
I'm in Love. Yeah, I'm going to play this right now, and then I'm going to come back and come out and talk to you.
That's what's up.
Part, if it's all about the money on the female part, in the end, it's going to fall apart. It may be good, and the excitement runs out after a while, if that's what it's based upon. If it's based upon just her looks or his or her money, that can't last. And like I said, that runs out. And besides, somebody else got more money, and somebody else got a big movie, you know. But when it's genuine, those little things right there, you know, that's what really touched me about the song.
Yeah, yes, sir. May the 15th, I will be married 20 years to the same woman. Her name is Tamonica Orr. And it's kind of how the song is kind of our story, man. Like, I saw her, it's ironic, I saw her at we was taking our driver's license. We met each other when we was 17 years old, maybe 15.
That's beautiful.
Taking our driver's license, and something was wrong with her car, and I didn't even know her. And she, I offered my car to her to drive, and of course she failed. She hate when I tell everybody that, but she failed. And, but she blamed it on my car, of course. Anyway, so the next, like, I had a singing group, and my sister was in it. The next time I saw her, I told my sister, I need a soprano singer, an alto singer or something. And she was like, I know this girl, and I didn't even know it was her. And she brought this girl to my rehearsal. And it was like, that's that chick. And she looked at me like, that's that dude lied on me. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, we ended up becoming friends. And, like, when she first saw me, it wasn't, I like this dude. And it wasn't the same for me. We thought each other was attractive. I guess she thought I was attractive. I thought she was. But, you know, I had a girlfriend at the time. She had a boyfriend. And we became friends. Song really is us, because it was like, you know what? I think I'm in love with this girl. Uh-oh. You know what I'm saying? I got a boyfriend. Uh-oh. You know, I got a girlfriend. Oh, wow. You know.
Yeah. So,
20 years later, I can write this song and apply it to my life. So that's really what it was about. Actually, it's 27 years. She corrected me right now. We've been together.
Hey, that's what a good woman is for. We need correction sometimes. You know, because, like they say, they remember dates so well. Man, we just can't remember dates.
I know, right?
We'll get close, but we can't never get exactly right. The women folks, they're going to get it exactly right.
Well, I told her the other day, you don't be expecting me to remember dates no more. I'm too old. You got to do that. I can't do it. But we've been knowing each other for 27 years, dating 27 years. We've been married. It's about to be 20 years in May 15th. That's a major accomplishment, man, because the divorce rate
it
is very,
amazing.
Very high.
Yes, it sure is. Over half ends up divorced.
Yeah, I just
know, man. God, like I said, God is blessing you, taking your music in the right direction. You just, you know, the wind's behind your back. You just keep pushing, bro.
Right. Yeah. Just keep. You know, I just, you know, coming from the family I came from, even if, you know, even going into the R&B soul thing, I cannot give positive messages. You know what I'm saying? I have to give, you know, and hey, I'm a great candidate for stories. I can write a story because I've had thousands of them. You know what I'm saying? I've been married to the same woman for years. Most of us deal with relationships anyway. That's what most songs are about, relationships. So,
things that have affected your life. And all these songs
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying all those things that you've dealt with in life, you make the songs out of. Your story and what you've been through could really help someone else. That's why it's just such a good thing that you're putting it out there.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, and I'm like, it's total transparency on this album, more than it's been on any gospel album I ever wrote. You know, gospel music is exalting God and whatever, and that's, of course, you know, I'm a God chaser. I love God, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we have other stories that'll help, you know, that person that don't go to church all the time. You know what I'm saying? But they need to hear. They need to hear these kind of stories. And, you know, listen, man, somebody need to hear, oh, yeah, man, we've been down through that, me and my wife. You know, they don't need to hear these false claims that all our life been perfect. They need to know the battle, you know, successful marriage is going through foolishness but coming out of it. That's what success is. If it's always been sweet, then
uh-huh.
you ain't fought no better. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's real about it, and that's you put that reality in it with the good sound that you got, man. I just know it's just touching a lot of people. Like I said, I knew you could sing, because I'm gonna take you back to something else. Remember, you used to cut my hair down there in Cullen, man.
Man, I didn't cut so many people's hair,
I remember walking in sometimes, you'd be humming already, then, you know, somebody
right.
come in, you go cut that hair. I was saying to myself back then, dang, this boy can sing, man.
I appreciate it, man. I'm glad you like the music. I mean, it means a lot to the artist, for anybody, you know what I'm saying? And it's, right now, for me, I'm in a new genre, so it's like, I look at it like, if I can win a new fan a day, or I just say a new listener a day, then I'm accomplishing, you know, my goal, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you like it. I hope others love it, because it's coming from a real place. There ain't no fakeness about this music, you know. And most
that's what makes it real. And that's why that's why I felt it. I know, you know, this is real. You can tell, you know, if they listen to your stuff, they can tell, hey, this is real life. This is real life. Real life situations, real life emotions in the lyrics, and real life in the sound. You know, you can tell you poured your heart into it, especially on this one, I'm in Love. Now, that's a good song, man, for a couple. I mean, a real good one. Something like that. That could be something good for an anniversary song.
Right. Yeah, well, make sure you plug that. You know, put that on your Facebook and Instagram. Hey, this is the song.
I'm definitely going to do it, because the reason I started this Blog Talk Radio, I said I was just going to fool with it for 60 days, see, what's going to happen, whatever. Then I said, man, I want to work with my homies, the people in my area, because all this talent over here. So anytime, you know, people that I know, I'm going to keep on pushing your stuff. You know, even way at the radio station and this show is gone, I'm going to keep on pushing your stuff, because, you know, we need to bring more attention to the talent in this area.
Right. Well, I appreciate it,
especially, man. Especially since what's about to come over there in the Florence area, you know, that the music resort that they're building, the music park, the music theme park.
Huh? Yeah, I heard something about that.
Yeah, it's supposed to have 4 indoor and 4 outdoor stages, and because the area is so rich in music, and I had seen some guys over the shows, they jumped on it quick, and I was like, man, you know, in the African American community, we need that too. They put them together they started a studio. These two guys, they're cousins. They put together a studio to start, you know, bringing this talent together. And what they're probably going to do is they're going to probably be supplying these performers to that music resort, the music theme.
Well, I need to get on that list, because I would love to be over there.
Yeah, so we need to get our things together where we can centralize, like we were saying earlier, we can centralize this talent and this networking on the music.
Yeah. And I know, you know.
No, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
That's my bread and butter, man. You know, to be honest with you, music is a passion of mine. But music is the music industry is way different than it used to be 10 years ago. Like you could really make a great living just being an artist. These days, because everybody's doing it, and everybody can get it. Like, people download music and they don't think twice. Like, that artist put a lot of work in it, and they spend a lot of money. and they just take the music. And so music is so devalued now to where people just take the music. They don't think. But it's, what I'm saying is you can make a living, but it's harder now. You know what I'm saying? You have to, the ones that's really making real money, they go on 80% of the year because they get touring. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because record sales don't do it for them no more. Like even record companies, which they still control the market, but they want a piece of the artist's touring dates now because records don't sell like it used to. You know, I don't care how good the music is. People will find, if it's good, they'll find a way to get it, but they'll find a way to get it for free. We used to find a way to get the music and go buy it.
Get up and you go to Jay's. Get up and you go to Jay's and get their music. But like you said, now people, you know, the internet with all these programs, they'll snatch your music in a second.
Now I heard that they cracking down on it, which is I got a DJ friend that said he used to, you know, get music from free sites and he got a warning from the computer, I guess from the internet world, that says, look, this is our second warning. You know what I'm saying? You can't be taking music. You got to. So now he buy all of his music from iTunes because it spooked him. So that might be good. If they cracking down like that, it might force people now to go and buy the music if you like it. You know what I'm saying? That'll help the artist.
Uh-huh.
Because Spotify and you know, these other sites like that, man, they robbed us. You know, we get we don't even get a penny if somebody play your record. We can let them. Like, I don't know how many people know that.
Yeah, people got to start being like Prince. You know, he protects his music. He go aggressive after his stuff. That's what I tell people when artists talk to me about that. I say, I wish somebody could use Prince's template. Because, I mean, you will be hard-pressed to find something on Prince, some music. And if you do see something on YouTube, I bet it don't be on there 24 hours from now.
Exactly.
They get it off there quick. He took total control of his. He don't work too hard, man. An artist work too hard. They put a lot of time, sweat, energy, and emotion into the art form for somebody to just snatch it.
Prince wasn't the artist that he is. He couldn't even afford to do what he's doing. Like, Prince can afford to do what he's doing. But being an unknown artist, like I have, but you know, it's crazy, man. I'm a known artist, but I'm unknown in this genre, in this new genre. So this is brand new for me. So I treat it like a new artist. So I'm taking every interview, I'm taking every gig, I'm taking, like, because people need to know what's going on with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need to hear this new music. So with the new music, I don't want people to take my music, but I've gotten to a place to where I have, like, spurts to where, like, last week, I give away music sometimes because I was listening to a couple of artists, and the Bible even says it's better to give than to receive, you know what I'm saying, because it'll come back to you. But the idea is if people don't know who K.O. is, a lot of times they're not going to leap at it, you know what I'm saying? But if you give them music and they hear it, they turn into fans. And they're like, wow, this is cool. I wouldn't have never listened to that, you know what I'm saying, being a new artist. But at times, like last week, music is so much trash on the internet to where people overlook good music, you know what I'm saying? And post so much foolishness. I posted last week, you can go back and look at my text, I think I said the first 20 people that exchanged their email address, because I'm trying to build up my email list, the first 20 people that exchanged their email address get a free CD from me. And I probably had 10 people to do it. And you would think, wow, people would jump on that, but they scroll right past stuff like that because the people that don't know you, they just feel like it's something else. That's it's so much foolishness on, you know, on the internet. That's the thing I'm saying.
Yeah, so it sure is.
Well, you just have to one person at a time, like yourself. You hear I'm in love now. Now you can, like, it's in your soul. It's in your, so you can go and say, hey man, you know what? I can vouch for this dude. This guy, you gotta hear this.
Oh
dude.
Yeah.
And most of the time, word of mouth works better anyway.
It really does. It really does. Like I said, I got about a couple of grand friends on Facebook. I'm definitely going to keep putting out that because it's good music. Not just because I know you and you're a good dude and you're an old friend. This is good music. This is good music.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I got to go back to what I was trying. What I was trying to say about, you asked me about a couple of artists. I had a guy, I don't know if you heard of Billy Allen. He's from Town Creek. He's a great up-and-coming artist. He's been.
Oh, okay.
I think he's gonna be on the Old School Fest or something like that. And then there's a girl that was on. She's from Huntsville. She's her name is Joy Tiffany. Don't know if you heard of him. I mean, her. But she's
Yeah.
She's those artists. I like those artists. They was on my last party, all white affair. Let's say that. So it was cool, man. So yeah. Just wanted to throw a couple of names out there. You know, they helped me out on that.
That's good. I'm definitely going to check them out. And if you know, is your people, so I know they're cool. If they want to contact me, they can reach me at Marcus J. Echoes on Facebook, or you can tell them to inbox me or something. Man, I would love to put them out there. I'm trying to put, just like you said, you're trying to reach one person at a time. I'm trying to put one person at a time out there as much as I can.
Right. I say again, I appreciate just this moment in time that you would even consider me to even interview me. You know what I'm saying? Because
I thought about it from the get go. When I first started, I said I got to have him on there.
Okay, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. And you know, any way possible that I can return the favor, you let me know. Are you doing a gig?
I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now, man, I got to have the Oil Sisters on. So you holler at them and then you get back with it.
No problem.
I would love to have them on one day.
That ain't no problem. I can when we get finished, I can give you the manager's number and y'all can make it happen.
Okay. Yeah, I remember back when your mom did the headliner in my car. Little 66 Mercury Compass, black Compass. She also did a good job on our church's chairs.
Yeah, she's still in that business, man. She's a pro.
She's a pro. I know you've seen some of my posts on Facebook. It can get kind of wild sometimes. You know, I just be on a mission, just like the song we're about to play in a minute, Expectations. I'm living my own expectations. I don't have time. It takes energy away from what I'm doing if I'm worried about what you think. So I just thought that's just something that I don't do. I don't worry about what somebody else thinks because I don't have time for that. I don't have the spare energy for that.
Right.
But back to what I was saying is when they came to do the seats for the church, I hate to throw this in there, but I just want to apologize to you personally. My whole family does, because when we got ready to do that, they was like, okay, who's going to do it? And I said, okay, I know this lady, did mine before, her son's a good friend of mine. They do good work. We had them come out here. She did a good job. And before she left, man, a guy just really messing up the whole church, because sometimes people can mess up a church. But this guy tried to accuse them of getting a stingy cord. I said, man, a stingy cord? This lady she's a professional. She's been doing this kind of stuff. She don't want no extension cord. And so when he looked around, he found the extension cord, and rather than apologize, he walked off. So I want you to tell, apologize to you. I want you to tell your mom, too. You know, we were sorry about that. You ask her about it. She'll remember. So, you know, we're dealing with that. But, you know, I'll offer those beasts, you know. I'm going to play this song right here. And to me, this is the best one. I don't know about anybody else, but this song, Expectation, man, you really can't beat this. Now, this is the one, really, that you probably see me pumping real hard. Oh, for me personally, it has a lot of meaning. So I'm going to play this right now.
Okay.
I prefer the truth instead of man's religion. I guess that explains that strong intuition, that inner voice deserves respect, that says believe in yourself, believe in you. Those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. When you lose the mask and show what's behind, be your own expectations, respect your soul and your heart. Everything's in perfect order, whether they understand it or not. I am my own expectations. I don't need your explanations of who I am and what I'm supposed to be. I'm my laws. Don't you listen to naysayers, you gotta rise above it all. Don't swim in the sea of man expectations, be exactly what you wanna be. Now be your own expectations, respect your soul and your heart. Everything's in perfect order, whether they understand it or not. I am my own expectations. I don't need your explanation of who I am and what I'm supposed to be. I'm my
kind of song. Basically, I was told if it's not gospel, you bound to go to hell. You know what I'm saying? So I was, I believed that for a long time until, you know, my own relationship with God got closer, and I just came to realization that that's wrong. You know, I don't necessarily care to tell you who told me that, but it was told to me. You know what I'm saying? And so, so I didn't want to disrespect the family, and I know my sisters, they are gospel singers. My dad is a gospel singer. My mother is a missionary. Now, I stayed away from it for years, and then I came to the conclusion. Look, man, I can't be my daddy, you know, and I can't be my mama, I can't be my sisters. I gotta be me. I gotta be happy in this shell right here. At the end of the day, I have to be happy. So, that's why I said everything is in perfect order, whether they understand it or not. I wasn't talking about them. I'm just talking about anybody that don't understand what you got going on. It's in perfect order.
Yeah.
And what puts it in perfect order is that you got God's approval. You know what I'm saying? Like, God approved it. Perfect order. You might not understand it.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Just like you said in the song, you gotta respect that inner voice. I mean, that,
right.
and that inner voice is got a greater connection to God than any preacher or what anybody has to say. So you got to respect that inner voice. Exactly. It's one.
That inner voice is God. That is the preacher was talking. The preacher was talking yesterday. He was saying, you know, if it's good, if it's kind, all the fruits of the spirit. If those ideas that you have, or you know, if that inner voice is telling you to be nice, be sweet, be kind, and that's God. Now all those things, that inner voice that's saying be arrogant and be mean, and that's up the devil. You know what I'm saying? So these wonderful songs that I know can't offend nobody if you listen to them, because it's speaking about love. And it's speaking about being yourself. And it's speaking about, you know, following
accepting yourself.
It's trusting in your own good. You know what I'm saying? God wants us to be our own individual. You know what I'm saying? So I wrote the song saying, my dad might have been a farmer, and you might expect me to follow in his footsteps and be a farmer, but I'm my own expectation. I'm not that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, I'm not that
like
guy.
You said,
not...
Don't listen to naysayers. And don't swim
right.
in the sea of man's expectations.
Right.
You yeah, are who you're supposed to be. You're who you're supposed to be, who God intended.
Right. And there's so many people that's trying to be somebody else. And it's like the world only got one Ken, man. You know, one KO. And let the world have that. And I might be I might be as different as anybody in the world, but that's what God required us to be. He required us to be who he called you to be. And when church people talk like that, they say, you know, they make it spiritual. Oh, be what God called you to be. And then they try to make you a preacher. No, God didn't make me no preacher. but I'm going to tell you what God did. God put me in a barbershop that I can actually witness to people all the time. And it might not be on a church spiritual level, but it's positive. You know what I'm saying? It's all positive things. You know.
And barbershops are powerful anyway, man. It's like when you have the shop, and all those shops, man, that's the central location for everything. I mean, you can go to a barbershop, and I know you're gonna hear a bunch of gossip what's going on in the neighborhood, but you're gonna hear policies. You're gonna hear people share information. It's like a center. A barbershop is like a center of information. People come together and they exchange information.
Right, and they talk openly. People that love mess, they don't like to come to my shop because we don't do that. You know what I'm saying? If you can't talk positive and uplifting, you know, we don't do that mess stuff. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no room for it around here. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
So yeah, that's
why I always liked it. You know, it was a nice, peaceful environment with a good cut. You know.
Yeah, man.
That's what you want out of a barbershop.
Right, and I was brought up that way. That comes from a woman and a man teaching me, look, you know, love everybody. You're not better than nobody. We are all the same. Respect people. Blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And it stuck with me. And it's the same with music. It's like I had to break this news to my parents. And I sit down and said, look, I'm not doing gospel. I love God. You know, now listen.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people ask me, so you don't do gospel concerts no more and blah. Well, I'm promoting an R&B record. But would I sing gospel? Of course I would still sing gospel. I'm not putting on no gospel shows. But I would, if somebody invited me to do a gospel song or invited me to sing in a church, let's put it like that, of course I would. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? I was
uh-huh.
a praise and worship leader over in Huntsville up until the end of last year, and I resigned for you know, other reasons. But, you know, you might see me on Sundays because worship is what we are here to do anyway. So
uh-huh.
on Sunday morning, you might see me up on stage worshiping. You know, because that's what I'm called to do. But,
yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. People,
Saturday night, because I live a balanced life. You know what I'm saying? I think it's important to be a total man versus, you know, all spiritual all
stuck
the
in
time.
A box where.
Come on, man. I'm not that guy. Don't expect me to be that guy. I will not be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I'd rather be, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather be a total man. I'd rather deal with life as well as the spiritual side, too. But you're not going to hear me. And, you know, for the ones that do it, fine. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, that's for them. You know, that they're being who they
yeah, that's for
should,
you.
Should be.
That's who you are.
I experienced.
Go ahead.
I went through a similar experience like what you're talking about, because I have learned so much. Somebody was trying to tell me once a year ago, and I heard this just as they were really pushing about a year ago. I heard this just recently, 6 months ago. I got to talking with a guy, and he's a minister. We got to talking, and he found out that, hey, I know just as much as the Bible as anybody. Knowing the Bible is not hard. You know, living by it 100%, which none of us can, that's
right.
the hard part. And so he was like, you know the Bible so much. And I told him, I could write a sermon. I wrote a sermon before. I recorded one. It was so good, I scared myself, man. It was like, man, you ought to be a preacher. I said, it's a performance. You know, you just need to be giving people information that can help their lives. You know, but just because I know the information, that doesn't mean that I need to be a preacher. And he was like, well, you can't. God didn't give you the information. No, he gave me the ability to read. I read it and just so happy can't remember it. So if I'm talking to somebody, I can relate a Bible story to them. And I try to do that all the time. And I always try. You know, I understand I'm not a perfect person. But anytime somebody's feeling down or in a situation, if I can think of a Bible verse or something to help them, I'm going to give it to them. I'm gonna give it to him.
No doubt.
But I tell him, I understand. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a preacher. But I'm like you. I fear God. I'm gonna worship God, and do all that. But yeah, a few cuss words might sneak out every now and then. I'm not a person, but I'm gonna be who you know. I'm gonna be the person I'm gonna be in the end, regardless. But I know that my heart is pure, and sometimes my human action might not show that. It's a struggle because I'm not perfect. You know, but I'm going to do everything I can always to uplift somebody else, always. I've always done that, regardless of where I was at, even when I was on the streets selling drugs, you know. I'm not afraid to tell people. Yeah, I used to be out there doing it all. That's something that
don't be afraid of your past,
against now. I talk against now and try to keep people away from that.
Yeah. Never be afraid of sharing your past, because it's gonna help somebody else, man. You know, it's somebody
exactly
that's right. It's somebody right there where you used to be, like at the moment. You know what I'm saying? And you have to. You can't hold that stuff back, man. Because what they need to hear is that overcoming story. They don't need to hear that. They need to hear somebody say, "Man, I came up out of that same thing you in right now." And then they need to know how you did it.
Yeah, and you talk about expectations. You talk about expectations. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. People, when I walked away from it, man, it was so many. Because even that game is, there's like a hierarchy. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got people on the street doing this. You got people bringing in, doing this and that, doing that. When I walked away from it, it was so many people that was like up under or connected to me, whatever you want to say. I mean, it shattered them. And they seen it coming, because for a long time I was like, man, I'm finished with this. I'm through, you know. And they would come, hey, man, I need to do this, need to do that. They lives was dependent on it. So for a long time, I felt like I had to keep them going, even though I didn't even want to. You know, then I just all of a sudden, I said, man, forget this. It ain't even in my heart no more. So I just walked away from it. People tripped out, because I was telling them for months, man, y'all better stop buying these rims and these systems, because it's fixing to be over. You know, they wasn't doing nothing, you know, with it. So when I walked away from it, and then I just moved out of the whole area. I walked away from it, then moved out of the area. I just cut myself off from that lifestyle.
That's what's up,
man. That's what I'm trying to tell people. I was talking to a guy that he was struggling with the same thing. He was just worried about his daughter, man. He was saying the same thing that I went through. And I told him, I said, man, all them people that's feeding off you and depending on you, best thing you can tell them to do is to get out like you getting out, because it's over. Because when you get to feeling like that, then that's when accidents and everything else gonna happen. I tell people, you can't gradually move away. You got to, when it's something that powerful, it's something so negative in your life, you got to be willing to just stop it cold turkey. Yeah, it's not a, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to hustle on Friday, Saturday, and something. Man, drop that stuff completely.
Yeah, that's it, man. Turn it loose, you know. Yeah. Good stuff, man. Real good stuff.
I tell you, another good song you had, too, was Home. I didn't have this on here, but that Home song I thought was pretty good, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I did that. That was my transitioning period. I put a couple of singles out just to kind of show people that other side. Like, I was going there, but people didn't know I was going there. You know what I'm saying? If they look back now, they will say, "Oh, okay, yeah, he did Home, and I did another song, Let It Go, as a video." Yeah, I did that one also. But that was the transitioning period. And it's working, man. You know, music is still, it's selling. People are, I mean, it just dropped in January. So people are learning about it. They buying it. They you know, inboxing me and whatever. So it'll spread. But my method is one person at a time, man. You know what I'm saying? One at a time.
That's all you need. That's all you need. And then you're going to run into your other friends, all your other friends like me. We going to share it. And then it's going to get out there. It's going to get out there. Just keep blasting it out there. You work with any community organizations, you know, like helping kids or helping veterans or something? Do you have anything like that going on?
I don't need to. But I've been thinking of I got this little idea that I'm actually about to try to put in play concerning fathers and sons, because we lack that majorly, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm looking at maybe doing an event where it's a day for fathers and sons. You know what I'm saying? Like a whole day of entertainment, and a whole day of just, and it's no women allowed. It's fathers and sons from old age to young age. You know what I'm saying? But the educational piece is going to be actually for the fathers. You know what I mean? Because it's so many kids that need their daddy. And they kind of around, but they ain't. You know what I'm saying? So
I talk about this in a piece that I had wrote about sometimes, you know, we got to realize, too, sometimes the system, and that's why I try to tell, you know, people, sometimes people can get caught up in the system. I mean, two people break up, then all of a sudden, I can't stand you. But here's my white daddy over here. You know, I can go to him and really make your life miserable. See, that's what one thing we have got to get out of, you know. We got to learn how to deal with each other when it comes concerning with white kids. Forget who you're talking to now. Forget how the breakup happened. You know, you got something bigger. You know, you're probably already in another relationship or sticking around with one in the process. But you got to think that the child should be the center. You shouldn't use, like I say, parental alienation. Now, I see that a lot. So that's why I work with groups like the Alliance for Non-Custodial Parents. And if you might want to reach out to this guy, too, named L.C. Smith. He's on Facebook. They just had a 7th or 8th year anniversary. It is called Our Father's Mad. And that's MAD stands for Making a Difference. So he does things like what you're talking about. He does activities with young boys and stuff like that, and they set up mentorships for young kids. That's one thing I would love to do. You know, get with some guys in Orange County, and we come together and get some African-American males that will be glad to mentor these kids, you know, keeping them out of trouble in school, and keeping them out of trouble, you know, on the streets. We just don't have that here. You can find things like that all over Huntsville. There might be one or two in Decatur, but nobody's out there really going after the at-risk youth.
Right.
And like I said, I'd be glad to be a part of any kind of way because I work with children. Man, I was a supervisor down there at Three Springs and Corlin for a year.
Okay.
I tell people are like, oh, you got them gold stunts in your mouth. I said, look, let me tell you the story behind these gold stunts. I was a supervisor down there in Corlin and got hit in the mouth and chipped the top two of my teeth. And I said, we were dealing with kids with, most of them had oppositional defiant behavior. They just defied any type of authority, you know, no matter what it was. You would tell them something, it's automatic, there's going to be something. So there's a lot of kids out there not that bad. They need some intervention right now before it gets to that.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I agree with you totally. Yeah, man. So, yeah, I plan on sometime this year hooking up with some kind of organization.
Yeah, we can do that. And you can also, something else I want you to check out. Check out Obama's My Brother's Keeper Initiative. Have you heard of that?
I have.
Yeah, it's you know, you got the Clinton load in there. If each president, once they leave office, George Bush, he's got the AIDS thing going on in Africa. The president, when they leave office, that's what they're going to do with the rest of their lives. Now, Obama's My Brother's Keeper Initiative is all about focusing on young black men of color, keeping them in school, getting them back into school, and just keeping them at their kids in programs to help them succeed. And they got all kind of money out there for that, too. And they're gonna give it to for-profit businesses, non-profit businesses, and also individuals. If you have a plan that will target these young men of color, and first day that he announced it, they started with like 200 and something million. So that's what Obama will be doing when he leaves office. He'll be traveling the world raising money for My Brother's Keeper. Right. And, yeah, we can get together and work on something like that, because part of the thing that I do is I help write grants, too.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, I'd be glad to help it work out with some people.
Hey, man, I'm for it. Let's get it.
Okay. Well, man, this has been a great interview, man. I look forward to talking to you in the future. You always welcome on this show. You just inbox me if you ever want to come on and, you know, chop it up about anything, man. Just let me know. Or if you want to come on with somebody else, so just direct them to me. We'll get together and, you know, do the thing.
Hey, man,
I really love the music, man. That's on the real.
Hey, I appreciate it. I really appreciate your time. I'm not just pulling your leg, but I've done a lot of radio interviews. This might be the easiest, smoothest interview I ever had.
probably because we know each other too. So, hey, I was looking forward to this, man. And be honest with you, man, I'm filling up under the weather so bad, man, with all this pollen. But I was like, man, I got to have this on the show. I got to go on and go through with it, you know. But,
right.
Yeah, this rain is helping. It'll help it in the next few days. They're talking about rain for a week. Everybody's looking sad face. Shoot, I'm happy. Let it rain.
Right.
And it rained.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate
promote,
your time, man.
Yeah, I'm going to promote that event, too, that the Grown and Sexy event. I'm going to promote that, so, man, I know that's going to be nice. I know that's going to be
Please
nice.
Please do. Hey, and come out, too, man.
Yeah. I certainly will. I'm going to put that on the calendar. I wrote it down right now, and I got the flyer. You telling people about
yeah.
it, but we here in this area, we have got to come together and centralize this art form and talent that's in this area. So, you know, I'm willing to help all I can, but some of us got to come together and be that outlet.
Right.
And like I said, yeah. the music theme park over there in Florence, man, they're going to need performers. You know, they got about 5 or 6 major hotels, year-round skiing, like I said, 4 indoor and outdoor performing stages. They're going to have it all. They're going to have it all.
Right. Okay. That's what's up.
So people just need to be ready. You know, people just not on the game, come in late, they might not get in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, yeah. Ken, man, I really appreciate it. I look forward to talking to you, man, real soon, you know. Like I said, you know,
hey,
anybody that, you know, want to come on, just let me know. But I definitely would love to have the Oar Sisters on, man. I would love that. I would love that because Sundays, sometimes I do a gospel show on Sundays. You can go back. I did a couple of shows on Sunday. It was pretty good. I had a recovering meth addict on there along with my friend that's a minister of a Methodist church. Man, we had a good show. Come to find out, let me tell you how the Lord worked. It didn't work out in Alabama. She couldn't get a job. Even though she completed all these drug things, she couldn't get a job with nobody really giving a chance. So she went back home, back to Pennsylvania. And so I did an interview with her. Yeah, she wanted to go and talk to people about meth. And hey, here in Moulton, man, we got a meth epidemic, man. That stuff is spreading fast. But
wow.
He was on the show. He was on the show. And they just so happened knew each other because he had worked with the church in their recovery program. And the whole church was wondering what happened to her. And I had them both on the show. I had no idea. They knew each other. And so they made back contact. So now she's back in contact with the church over in Decatur. And they supporting her, you know, and contacting the churches up there where she's at to make sure that she doesn't fall back into that lifestyle. So, like I said, man, God is good. He brings people into your life for a reason. You know, like I said, I've been knowing you for a long time, man. I want you to keep doing your thing. I'm going to keep on promoting it because, like I said, it's really good music.
Right. Thanks, man. I appreciate that, bro. That makes me feel like I need to keep going.
Man, you need to keep going, man. You need to keep going. You know, positive, clean messages, that's just lovely.
Yeah, man. And I will definitely get you up with the All Sisters ASAP.
Man, I really appreciate it, man. All right then, man. I'm gonna talk to you later. I'm gonna play my favorite song once again on the way on the way out, and I'll get back
okay,
with you, man. I really appreciate it.
All right. Hey, you too, man. God bless.
All right, God bless, man.
All right, peace.
I prefer the truth instead of man's religion. I guess that explains that strong intuition. That inner voice deserves respect, that says believe in yourself, believe in you. Those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind when you lose the mask and show what's behind. Be your own expectations, respect your soul and your heart. Order, whether they understand it or not. I am my own expectations. I don't need your explanations of who I am and what I'm supposed to be. I'm my laws. Don't you listen to naysayers, you gotta rise above it all. Don't swim in the sea of man expectations, be exactly what you wanna be. Now be your own expectations, respect your soul and your heart. Everything's in perfect order, whether they understand it or not. I am my own expectations. I don't need
but I found love so deep in love.
Knock all of the locks off.
Yeah.
We've been locked down.
Yeah.
Learning the rocks off.
Yeah.
And trying to get rocks off.
Yeah.
And dodging the rocks off from the law.
Let's
and I done saw it all, saw it all. Saw him cut his first check.
Yeah.
Saw bars on fall like D Rose. But you won't stand tall when your knee goes. Flipping snitch on your amigo. So far from that kid that my race said. Heated up the wash up tub with hot plates. I gotta be great. I gotta grind smarter. I don't think they hear me. I gotta knock harder. Let me in.
It used to be big families, now all we want is two or three offspring. Inflation did this, you see. Not enough, underpaid, gotta work two jobs these days. 9 to 5, 6 to 10, and then you gotta
do it again.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
It's getting pretty rough out here.
It's a hard knock life.
Gonna be tough out here.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life
out here. Yeah, gotta keep spirits high, even though you're just getting by. 'Cause you were left with no help
all by yourself.
He walked away, didn't stay. Now you're home all alone.
Didn't think he was the enemy.
He left you with 2 miles to feed. It's a hard knock life.
It's a hard knock life.
No one said it would be easy.
It's a hard knock life.
And no one said it would be fair.
It's a hard knock life.
Daddy told me that no one.
It's a hard knock life.
That no one really cared. 40 years enough. So give me.
You ever seen a comet shoot over the hood? And I ain't met a damn thing yet that can stop me. No matter where they drop me at, I'm good. You ever seen a rose grow up out of the concrete? You ever seen a comet shoot over the hood? It don't really matter where I'm at. I'm me. You can bet your life on me. I'm good.
You ever seen a rose grow out of the concrete? Ever seen a comet shoot over the hood? Have you ever seen a rose grow out of the concrete?
It's a hard knock life.
Have you ever seen a comet shoot over the hood?
It's a hard knock life.
And I ain't seen one thing can stop me.
It's a hard knock life.
You can bet your life I'm good. Yeah, it's a hard knock life out here, but you gotta learn to make the best. Of it. You dig? Do it.